Good morning. Today's daf is daf Samach Hei, page 75. I'm sorry, 65. We'll start a little bit towards the bottom of 64b. The Mishnah said that there is a rabbinic prohibition called Avak Ribis, that which looks like interest. So that means if I'm lending money to Reuven, and Reuven happens to have a room that he's not planning to rent out, he's not looking to make money from the room, I am not allowed to lend money to Reuven and then also stipulate that part of the loan is that I'm allowed usage of that room that he's not renting, because even though that's not that he's giving me money in addition to the money that he's paying me back, it looks like it, though. It looks like ribis, and avak ribis is prohibited. So the Gemara relates a story. Rav Yosef Parchama takif avdei de inshi de masik buhu zuzi. Rav Yosef Parchama used to grab the slaves of people that owed him money, and make them do work for him, and then eventually he would get the money back from those people whom he had lent the money to. So Amarle Rava Bre, Rava his son said to him, my time with Avid Marhachi, how could my father do this? This is taking interest. This is not really interest. Maybe it's not worth so much money, but it looks like interest. Amalasi said, listen, I don't even think I'm getting any money from these slaves doing work for me, because Anak Rav Nachman, Sfirli Dam Rav Nachman, I hold like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman used to say, Avdan Ahom Krese Lo Shavi. A slave's not even worth the bread of his stomach. You don't get anything from the slave. It costs you more than what you gain from him. Amalasi said, then the son said back to the father, Amur to Amr Rav Nachman, when did Rav Nachman say this? Kagon Dari Avde, talking about his slave Dari, Demarke Bekuvi, because he was a slave who didn't work, used to just entertain people in the stores, dancing around. But Avde Achrina Mi Amr, but what did he say this about other slaves? Amr Le, so then he said a different answer. Anaki Hadra of Daniel Bar of Ketina Amr Rav Sirli. I would like the lesson of Rav Daniel Bar of Ketina in the name of Rav. Amr, he said, Atokif Avde Shochaver Vosbo Malacha. If Reuven grabs Shimon's slave and makes Shimon's slave to work for him, Potter, he doesn't owe any money to Reuven. I'm sorry, doesn't owe any money to Shimon. Because Shimon just got a favor. The fact that I made his slave work for me was a favor for him, because now his slave is learning not to be lazy. So therefore, I'm not really taking something from the people who owe me money. I'm doing them a favor. That's not interest. Amalesa, he said to him, still, Hani Mili, when is it that you could do a favor for someone? Hani Mili Echad Lo Masik Bezuzi, if it wasn't part of the fact that you lent them money and they didn't owe you money. But father, keeping the Masik Bezuzi, since they owe you money and you're now taking their slaves and having their slaves work for you, Merzi Kiribis, it looks like interest, like our Mishnah. Tam Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Yom Rav Nachman, as Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi said in the name of Rav Nachman. Even though the halacha is that if my friend has a courtyard or a room and he's not planning to rent it out and I'm not planning to rent, then if I live in that room, I don't need to pay because there was no gain to me, there was no loss to him. But he'll vote. But if he lent me money, the dar b'chatzaro, and I go and move into such a room, then Sarah Klalos Lo Sachar, I need to pay him for living in that room. I need to make sure that it doesn't look like I got anything from him, because it looks like interest. So if that looks like interest, this also looks like interest. These people owe you money. They're going to give you back the loans, and you're going to be getting something else too. You're going to be getting work from their slaves. Amar Leis, he said, you know what? I made a mistake. Hadri be, I changed my mind. I won't do it anymore. I was wrong. You, my son, were right. Thank you for correcting me. It is Avak Ribis. It looks like interest, and I'm going to stop it. Okay, next Gemara. Amar Abaye. Abaye said like this. Remember, all the way back a couple of days ago, we had a discussion between Belaz and Rabbi Yochanan whether the prohibition of interest, if it was done, if the lender lent with interest to the borrower and the borrower paid back the money plus added the interest, would the lender be forced to return the money? Would a court get involved to take interest away from the lender and give it back to the borrower? Rabbi Yochanan said the court would not get involved, but Rabbi Elazar said the court would get involved. Rabbi Elazar said, "Ribis ketzutza yotza b'dayanim." it is actionable. Judges would get involved and judges would take the money from the lender back and give it to the borrower. So now we're going to have three halachos about this view of Reb Elazar. I'm going to see in the Amud Beis that halachas like Reb Elazar. If the interest payment, if it was done, if it was collected, courts would get involved to take it away from the lender and give it back to the borrower.
Does the sin go away too?
Would the sin go away? Partially, maybe. I don't know. Still, it's probably still needs to do tshuva for the aver ben adam lamakom.
But not the heir. Didn't we learn not the heir if the lender dies?
We learned to brisa. Maybe we don't accept it, right? Again, because it's an argument. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Hai man demasik zuzi de ribisa bechavre." If Reuven has made a loan arrangement with Shimon, that Shimon will owe him a zuz of interest, okay? And now what's going on is ka'azli chiti arba grivi bezuza b'shuka. The price of wheat is such that four grivi of wheat, namely four saw of wheat, is going for a zuz, okay? So now Reuven, who had made a deal with Shimon, the Shimon would pay him a zuz of interest. When the loan came due, Shimon didn't pay his zuz of interest. Instead, Shimon gave wheat worth the zuz, but he actually gave more wheat than what the zuz than what was worth the zuz. What he did was yayev le'iu chamisha. He gave five saw of wheat as the zuz of interest that he owed. So this is a mistake. Let's see what did he mean by doing this. So now, when we take away from the lender Reuven the interest that he wasn't supposed to collect, we take away from him four saw of wheat. Because that's worth already a zuz. And that was the deal. The deal was he was going to get a zuz of interest. So that's what he got. So we take that away and we give that back to the lender. Idach, I'm sorry, the borrower, thank you. Idach, but the other saw of wheat, Ozulu de Kamozil Gabe. That was the borrower deciding to discount the price of his wheat and to give a gift. That was the borrower giving a gift. In other words, the borrower had promised to give a zuz, which is a certain amount of money, as interest. In the end, when it was time to pay the interest, he gave wheat worth a zuz plus more wheat. So the wheat worth a zuz, that was the interest payment. So that gets given back to him. But the plus more than a zuz was already some added gift. So that added gift doesn't get given back to him. The courts would not take it away from the lender to give it back to the borrower, according to Abaye. However, Rava disagreed. Rava Amar, Chamisha Mafkina Mineh. We would take all five sav wheat away from the lender and give them all back to the borrower. The meikara betoras rebisa asay liyadei. Because how did the lender get his hands on all five sav wheat? They were all given to him as interest. They were given as interest. They were defined as interest. It was called interest. In other words, the borrower came and said, "I know I owe you interest. Instead of giving you the cash, here is wheat." So he happened to give more wheat even than a zuz worth. He gave a zuz plus a fifth, zuz plus a quarter.
For the principal, right?
What's that?
Four of them were for the principal.
None of this was principal. This was all interest. Right? The interest that he had agreed to pay me was a zuz. When it came time to collect the loan, instead of him giving me that zuz of interest, he gave me five sav wheat. So all, even though the price of wheat at the time was four sav for a zuz, but all of these sav wheat were given to me as the interest payment. So since they were given to me as the interest payment, the courts get involved and they take all of it away from me and give all of it back to him. All right, that was case number one. Case number two. Amar Abaye, Abaye said further, Haiman de Masak Arba Zuzi de Rabisa Bechavre. There was a man who had made a deal that his friend was going to owe him 4 zuz of interest. So whatever the principal was, maybe the principal was 100, I'm giving you this 100 to use for the month, and after the month you're going to give me back 4 zuz, the 100 plus 4, the 4 zuz being interest. So when the month came to the end, my friend gave me back the 100, and v'yayiv le'glima b'gavayu, he gave me a coat instead of the 4 zuz. So kimafkina mine, so when they make me give back the interest, arba mafkina mine, court makes me give back 4 zuz. However, glim, the value of the coat, however glima, the coat itself, lo mafkina mine, that they don't make me give back. I can keep the coat, especially now that the weather is getting cooler. I can keep the coat. Rava, though, disagreed with Abaye. Rava said, glima mafkina mine, we take away the interest from the lender. What do we take from him in this case that he was given a coat? We take away from him the coat. My time, why do we take away the coat? We don't want people to be walking around saying, glima de michsi, the kai, that this coat that he's covering himself with, glima de rabisahu, is a coat of interest. Remember, in regards to interest, we're very worried about what people will think. It might look like interest. So we don't want people talking, people saying, oh, he's wearing a coat of interest. So that's going to make people think that interest is permitted. So no, we take away the coat itself. Case number 3.
Even though if he wears a coat for winter and give it back to him in the spring, you know, just borrow it to keep him warm.
No, he got this coat as he got this coat as the interest for the loan that he had given. So he has to give back the coat now.
But just temporarily, he could wear it for a week or two.
No, it looks like interest. He's getting a benefit.
He cannot have it.
Can't. No, no problem.
Between case 1 to 2, if you will give him all mehilim back, all coat back, it will be like case 1. But
right.
It's different. And that's the...
Abaye said you give the value of the coat because that was what was the deal.
Correct.
Rabbi said, no, you give the coat because that's what was delivered.
So
Abaye is not worrying about what people are thinking. People
maybe Abaye doesn't worry as much, right? Maybe not as much. Rick, there was a question?
Oh, sorry, I just said Maris Ayin.
Maris Ayin matters, that's right.
Ricky!
Not Abaye.
Maybe Ricky? Less so, according to Rabbi. Amar Rava, case number 3 about the court taking interest away from the lender. Rava said, Haiman de Masik Tracer Zuze de Rabisa Bechavre. Reuben and Shimon made a deal. And the deal was Reuben was going to lend Shimon money and Shimon was going to give back the principal plus 12 zuz, which is 12 zuz of interest. What did he do? He did like this. He said, instead of my giving you the 12 zuz of interest, I have a courtyard that gets rented out usually for 10 zuz. You live in it, you don't have to pay me rent. And you consider it, and I consider it, that the rent that you should have been paying is 12 zuz. So now, when we take away from him the interest that he collected, when we take away from him the interest, we make him pay 12 zuz back. So Rav Acham Adifti said to Ravina, why can't he say, ki agra hachi dahava kamishtar shali hashta delo mishtar shali kidagri kule alma hu da agrana. So why can't the man claim, the lender claim, listen, the real price, the real rent is 10. I said that the rent was 12 because, you know, I was getting it all for free. It was interest. It was a gain. So I gave that very generous valuation. But the real valuation is 10. So now that you're making me give back what I got was 10. I didn't get 12. I got 10. I should only have to pay back 10. The answer is, Mishum Damrele, we tell him, sorry. Savrit v'kiblet, you accepted that the renting of or living in this courtyard rent free is going to be that you got a value of 12. So that was an illicit value of 12. You weren't allowed to take that 12. It was ribbis. So you have to give back the full 12. And now you can't say, no, really, it's only 10. No, you said it was 12. That's how you accepted it. You lived there because he owed you 12, and you lived there as the 12. So now that you weren't allowed to take it, you have to give back the full 12.
That we agree. But when it comes to time to pay me the 12, I tell you, no, thank you. I just want to want the 10. So it's already, I made an avera of ribit, or if I didn't get it in the end, it's...
We saw before that avera is creating the obligation. Even the witnesses get malchus for being part of it, for creating the obligation.
Because we agree on something that assumes.
Yeah. So the next Mishnah, talking about interest. Again, the definition of interest is to charge my friend money for the fact that he had time with my money. The fact that he had time and usage of my money, so he pays me more. So that's the problem of interest. So now the Mishnah is going to make a distinction between rent and sale. Marbin ala sachar. It's okay to have a higher price for rent if there's going to be a later delivery of the money. If I tell my friend, listen, you move into my apartment, if you're going to pay me now for 12 months, the price is going to be 10 shekel. But if you're going to pay me only at the end of each month, over 12 months, the price is each month a shekel. And you're going to end up paying me 12. That's okay. To say that there's going to be a higher price for a later rent payment, but a lower price if there'll be a pre-rent payment, that's not interest. Marbin ala sachar. There's a difference between rent and sale. That's the Mishnah. Marbin ala sachar, you could have a higher price for a later delivery of rental monies. But you can't have a higher price for a later delivery of purchase monies. If there's a purchase, I'm telling him, listen, I'm selling to you my apartment. If you give me the money now, $10, it's $10. If you're going to give me the money in a year from now, it's going to be $30. That's interest. That's not allowed. Ketzad, what's the case? We'll see in a second. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Kate said, so what is the case? Hiskir lo es chatzerov. I rent my field to my friend, my courtyard to my friend. For Amarlo, and I tell him, if you're giving me the money for the field now, give me 10 slayim and you have it for a year. However, vim shel chodesh b'chodesh, but if you're only going to pay me the rent at the end of each month, sela l'chodesh, you have to give me a sell-off at the end of each month. I'm going to get in from you a total of 12 slime. Mutter, that is allowed. However, machalo esadeu, but if I sell to him my field, varmalo, and I tell him, if you give me the money now before you go into my field, then you're giving me 1,000 zuz, and that's yours. However, im legoren, if you're not going to give me the money now, you're going to go into the field, you're going to work the field, you're going to plow the field, you're going to plant, you're going to harvest, and you know, 6 months from now, when you collect your wheat and you take it to the threshing floor and you see how your cash flow is holding, then you're going to give me money for the field that you bought for the last 6 months. Okay, if you're going to pay me later, the price is shnei masar mana, then the price is 12 mana. You pay me now, the price is 10 mana. You pay me later, the price is 12 mana. That's usur. That's not allowed. That's interest, because what's going on there? He took my field. He had ownership of the field already. And he didn't give me money. So I'm lending something to him. And because I lent to him, I say, okay, at the end of 7 months, you give me back more. You're giving back instead of 10. You give me back 12. That's already interest. But so Rabbi, the Gemara now asks the question that everybody's bothered with. Maishna resho, maishna seifa. What's the difference between renting and purchasing? In other words, why do you say that if it's renting, so the real price is 12? He's saying, if you prepay me, I'm giving you a discount. That's okay. But if you're buying, the real price is really 10. And if I'm saying you pay me later, I'm overcharging you. I'm getting you to give me more for the real price. You're getting to give me 12. You're adding to it. What's the difference? One's renting, one's purchasing. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef both explained, Ami Tarvayu, Schirus Eina Mishtalemes Ela Basov. When I rent a field from someone, I really only owe the money after I use the field. The rent only comes due at the end of the month. If I rent an apartment to someone, he only owes me the money after he got the usage of the apartment. That's when the debt is created. That's the reality. So therefore, if I say to him, okay, when you're paying me at the end of each month, give me a zuz, a selah, it's going to be 12 slime for the year, that's actually the real and correct price. That's the real and correct price, that when he becomes obligated, he gives me what he owes. If I tell him, but if you give me the money at the beginning of the year, I'm going to discount 2 of the slime. You only have to give me 10 slime. So that I'm saying is, if you're giving me money before you owe, you gave me the money before you owe it to me. So you're doing me a nice thing. So I'll do you a nice thing. I'll take less of the money. I'll be mochel to you 2 of the slayim once they become due. So that's not considered interest. That's not interest. That's a business deal. You did me a favor. I did you a favor. However, in regards to a sale, the moment he walks into the field and he starts plowing the field, he does a chazakah, the sale is done. He now owes me the money. He's going to only pay me the money 7 months from now once he has cash because of what he's going to harvest from the field. I gave him a loan. I gave him a loan. So I gave him a loan. So he owed me the money now. If he would have given me the money now, it would have been 10. That's what he owes me. He doesn't have to give it to me now. Basically, that means I'm giving him a loan for 6 months. And then I'm going to say after 6 months, you're going to give me 12. I'm charging him for the loan. That's already interest.
But if we said that the 2 is the rent for the period of whatever 7 months, and then he buys 10. Right? He could say, I'm buying you a field 6 months from now for 10.
But that's not the way it happens.
I understand, but they could easily go around.
Is everything okay?
I was in a car accident.
Wow, thanks for coming. So no, but it doesn't work that way, because it was a sale. And no, since it was a sale,
you go around the prohibition by saying the sale tested in 6 months, and now.
But that's not what happened here.
And also, the month to month versus the annual rent is two separate things. Because if you rent for a year, it's not the same thing as renting month to month. So for sure, the price would be different. Why would it be in any case prohibited? It's not the same thing. One is month to month. The other one is 1 year.
This is the tip. No, it's a 12.
He's paying month to month.
He's
paying for a
1 year lease. He's paying at the end of each month. Yeah.
I'm saying it's the same case. It could be mutar. It's the only problem I think that when they did about the rent at night, he told them in advance. Here he sold him the sadeh. If you will tell him, but I'm selling you the sadeh, but that vua, it's mine. Will not be
asur. No, that's not the case.
No, I'm saying.
So again, the Gemara says, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both explained, Schirus eina mishtalemes ela basof. With rental, the obligation only happens at the end of each month. If I'm taking from him a lower price, if he paid prepaid, lav agar natale, there's no, you know, benefiting from use of money. Lav agar natale mashvahu. It's really worth 12, and I'm saying, okay, I'll take 10. I had to come leave me, right? If he pays me at the end of each month, it was really worth 12. He's giving me what I was entitled to. But I had to come, this is what I told him, if you give me now for all 12 months, I will have Esther slime, you get it for all of 10. Lishana for the year. Ah, welcome back. So Zuliuda Kamozil Gabe, I'm just giving him a discount. But Seifa, but in the case of a sale, Kevan Dezvina Ninu, once it's a sale and he starts using the field that he bought, boy, the Mishkul Dami Me'achsha. Really, I should be taking the money from him now. He should be giving me the money now. He already got his part of the deal. I should get my part of the deal. If I don't take the money from him now, that means I'm giving him a loan. If now that I'm giving him a loan, he's going to pay me more than what he would have had to pay me now, agar natale, that means my money is growing because I'm letting him use it.
Yeah.
So that's usur, that is not allowed.
Why does the Gemara base the rental on a 30-day basis? Because we know you can do it now for a day, like Airbnb, for example.
All right. In those days, I guess the norm was 30 days.
One day, it doesn't...
Maybe then it would be a short-term rental. Yeah, short-term rental after the end of the day.
No. You use it immediately.
Yeah, but after at the end of the day, it's after you used it for the term that you would have to pay. Amar Rava said further, Daku bar Rabbanan Bahamilsa, the rabbis look to find the source that rental you only have to pay after the use. Ukmu Akra, they found the pasuk for it. Kisachir shana b'shana, like the rent, year in a year. Schiru shel shana zu, the rent of this year. Eina mishtalem esela b'shana acheres, only gets paid in the next year at the end of my using it for this year. So the Mishnah said, if I'm selling a field and I tell my friend, if you pay me now for the field, 10. But if you're only going to deliver the money to me for the field 7 months from now, legoren, Bishnei Masarman, then you give me 12, Aser, that's not allowed. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman said, we're going to have a whole series of interesting types of business deals. Tarsha Didi, Tarsha Shari. You know, my type of a business deal of silence is allowed. In other words, what happens? I give goods. I'm selling goods. So I say to my friend, you want to buy from me a suit? Okay. Pay me for the suit 7 months from now. And you'll pay me for the price that it's going to have in 7 months from now, which is going to be higher than what the price is now. I didn't tell him that the price now would be lower. I didn't tell him, if you pay me now, it's going to be less. If you pay me later, it's going to be more. I just say, here's the suit. Yeah. Pay me whatever the suit prices are, you know, in 6 months after the season.
Okay.
So if he agreed, and I was silent about the fact that there was the option of now being less, that's not considered interest, and that is allowed. Esve Rami Bar Chamal Rav Nachman, Rami Bar Chamal challenge Rav Nachman, some say it's Rav Ukva Bar Chamal challenge Rav Nachman. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if I sell a field, I say, if you pay me now, it's going to be 10. If you pay me 7 months from now, it's 12. In Lagoran, if you're going to pay me at the time of the granary, it's going to be 12. That's us, so that's not allowed. So Amalais, he said, there it's not allowed because Hassam Katzle, because I gave him both options. I said, paying me now would be 10. If you pay me 7 months from now, it's 12. So I'm saying, really, you owe me 10. If you're going to wait with what you owe me, then you're going to have to pay me more. So that's not allowed. But my case is low katzle. The seller never gave the option of the lesser price to the buyer. So it doesn't look like interest because on the contrary, they're making a deal. They're going to pay a different price. He's going to pay a higher price, but he's also going to get a benefit. He's going to have usage of it for 7 months. He's only going to pay later. That's not looking like interest. What's that? Maybe it looks like but it doesn't look like interest.
Rabbi, he
has the usage. That's the case.
If he goes to him, you pay him in 7 months, with his hand movement. You know, they both understand the signal.
Then it would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Rav Papa said, Tarsha Didi, my, silent deal. Rav Papa used to sell beer. So he would sell the beer in Tishrei and say to the guy, but you'll pay me in Nisan. You'll pay me in Nisan when beer is more expensive. So Shari, this is allowed. My time away. Shichrayi lo pasid. My beer is not getting ruined. I could have just waited with the beer until Nisan. Zuzi lo tzrichna. I don't even need the money because I'm a very wealthy man. I know the kavidna milsa gabelokeach. I did a favor to the buyer to let him have use of the beer now. I could have held out till Nisan when the prices were higher, and gotten the higher price. So when I sell it to him now and I say, here it is, you can have it now, you can drink the beer now, you'll pay me a Nissan, whatever the prices are in Nissan, that is okay. Amar le Rav Sheshes, Breder Rav Idi, Rav Papa.
But Rabbi, how can it be okay? The market price today, we know he may not say it, but we know what the market price is today.
But because he doesn't say, it doesn't look like interest. It looks like it's a new type of arrangement. You have to remember, all of these things are rabbinic interest, right? It's not a normal loan where I say, here's a loan and you give me back more in 6 months from now. We're talking about rabbinic interest. When you have rabbinic interest, there are ways out. Lots of ways out. When you do fir mitzvah, there's a way out. This is also a way out of rabbinic interest. So, Amar le Rav Sheshes, Rav Yudi, Rav Papa. Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Yudi, said to Rav Papa, "My chazi mar deko azlas baser didach." Why you say, well, for me, it's not interest. Because for me, I could have just kept it and I would have sold it later. So the fact that I'm saying later, you'll pay me and you'll pay me more, it's not that you're collecting interest. So they'll baser didu, but what about him? If he would have cash, he would have to pay the price now, or he would pay the price now, which is a lower price. Now that he doesn't have cash and you're lending to him credit, he has to pay later a higher price, so you're charging him for the credit. So therefore, he didn't like this case. Rav Chama said, "Tar shadidi, but my silent business arrangement, Vadai Shari, is certainly allowed." What was the case of Rav Chama? Rav Chama used to sell goods. So he used to sell goods in a place where it was cheap. He used to sell the goods for the price of the places where it was expensive. And then they would come with him and they would go to the place where it was expensive. I'm sorry, he would wait for these people. They would go to the place where it was expensive. They would sell the goods for the higher price. Now, when they would go, he would say, as you're traveling to that place to sell my goods, I'm responsible for whatever losses. And you, along the way, you can make business deals with these goods and you could make money. And then when you go there, you'll sell it at the higher price that it's really worth. You'll come back. When you're on your way back, you're responsible if it gets lost. So since they didn't accept responsibility initially, I'm responsible, therefore it wasn't a loan initially. It's only once they sell the goods at the place where they go for the higher price that they become a loan, because that's when they're responsible. At that point, they're not paying any higher for it. They're just giving back what they got. So that's certainly allowed. My time of why? Nichaluhu deleku birshusi. They're happy that I'm responsible if the goods get lost. To chalhecha de ka'azli. And wherever they go with these goods, shavkaluhu michsa. They say, we're taking the goods of Rav Chama. So therefore, they don't charge them taxes. And they hold the market open because they want to help out Rav Chama. So that would be allowed. The Hilchas HaNalach is like Rav Chama, that such an arrangement is not considered interest. Hilchas HaKrib Elazar, that interest is taken away from the lender who collected it illicitly. The Hilchas HaKrib Yanai, Halach is also like Rav Yanai, that when I do a Piska deal, and I lock in a price of goods, I give the money now based on the prices that are out there that have been set for later delivery of the goods, even though those goods might go up in value. If those goods did go up in value, the person can deliver to me instead of the goods, money, mali hain, mali dmeim. There's no difference between them versus their value. Next Mishnah, machalo asasada. Let's say I sell a field. And the buyer gave me a down payment, some of the money. And he said to me, I said to him, whenever you want, bring me the rest of the money, and you can keep that which is yours. Asur, that is not allowed. Hilveyu al asada. If I lent him money against the field, for Amar, Lo, and I told him, if you don't pay me the loan back 3 years from now, then the field is mine. The field would be mine at the end of the 3 years. Baisis ben Zunin used to do this based on the sages. Asks the Gemara, in the first case, in the case when I sell a field and he gave me a down payment, mi ochel peiros, who gets the right to eat the fruit of the field till he gave me the rest of the money for the field? Rav Huna amar mocher ochel peiros. Rav Huna says, I, the seller, can eat the field because so long as he hasn't given me the full value of the field, he doesn't yet own the field. So it's my field, I can eat the fruits off of the field. Rav Hanan said, no, neither can eat the fruits. Rather, the fruit has to be given to a third party. Mishal shenes haperos. You have to give the fruit to a third party. Why? Because maybe he will, if I eat the fruits, maybe it'll turn out that he doesn't buy the field. And if he doesn't buy the field, it'll end up that the money maybe it'll turn out that he will buy the field. So then basically, I was giving him a loan, and I also got the fruits. So that's interest. Or if he eats the fruits, maybe it'll turn out that he doesn't buy the field. And if he never pays the rest of the money, I'm going to give him back his down payment. That means the down payment that I had was a loan. And I gave him a loan. And he, if he doesn't buy the field, he gave me a loan. And because I had money, I used it, then I give it back to him, and he got to eat the fruit. So that's already interest. So the Gemara explains, Velo Pligi, this point of Rav Huna and Rav Hanan is not an argument. The case of Rav Huna, who said that the seller is allowed to eat the fruit, to Amar, because the deal was, Lechimaisis Kani. Once you bring the rest of the money, you will acquire the field. So therefore, so long as he hasn't brought the rest of the money, I, the seller, am the owner of the field, I can eat it. He'll bring the rest of the money. Still, I was eating fruit of my field. This, that Rav Hanan said, that they can't, neither can eat the fruits. Hadamar, that's when the seller said, Lechimaisis, once you bring the money, Kani Me'achshav, you will have acquired the field retroactively. So then, if when he brings the money, he'll acquire the field retroactively, it's dangerous for either to be eating the fruit. If the seller eats the fruit, and then eventually the buyer pays it off, it turns out it always belonged to the buyer. The seller was eating fruit of the buyer. Why? Because the seller had given the buyer time to pay off the debt. That's basically getting reward for the use of money. And if the seller doesn't eat the fruit, but the buyer eats the fruit, and the buyer never pays off the rest of what he was supposed to pay to buy the field, then the seller is going to return to him the down payment, and then it turns out that the buyer lent the down payment to the seller, and in return for lending the payment, he got to eat the fruits of the seller. So that would be interest. Therefore, you have to put the fruits in the hands of a third party.
Spend a year on this.
Can you do rent as an option to buy?